Welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. Andy Bulbarch and Rocco Nucci with you. And it's time now for us to return to the hotline to welcome in an old friend of ours, Jim Vandermark with Vandermark Jewelers. Jim, a pleasure as always to speak with you, my friend. How are you holding up in the midst of this?
Pleasure to talk to you also, Andy, and we are just surviving just fine. And nobody knows exactly what the next turn's going to be, but you got to look at it that we did a good job as Ohio, and we've taken those numbers and crunched them way down, and I think everybody's got to be proud of themselves.
Crunched them way down, flattened the curve, or smashed the curve, or just gave it a big old punch, however you want to phrase it. Seems
exactly.
Like the great Buckeye State's done a pretty nice job with that, and as a result, businesses slowly yet surely are opening back up a little bit. And Jim, I kind of wanted to bring you on here to give us an idea as to how things have worked from your perspective, because small businesses have certainly had to be very, very patient in the middle of all of this. So from your perspective, how have you guys handled all of this since Governor DeWine decided to slowly shut things down in the middle of March? And here we are at the beginning of May, now only beginning to open things up a little bit.
Right. It certainly has been one of those rough rides that you didn't expect in the business world of it. As you well know, without crying sour grapes, a lot of small mom-and-pop business, a lot of big business. But when you're non-essential, as we've been classified, you still have to pay for your insurance and your lights and your rent and your heat and your alarm systems and everything else that you have going. So we certainly didn't want to close, but we knew it was the right thing to do, obviously not with just the governor's rule, but for the health and the safety. And now we're all chomping at the bit to try to open back up and tell the customers that, hey, we need you, we need your business and support, and we're going to do everything that they stay medical-wise that you need to do to make things comfortable and good and all that kind of stuff from a standpoint of safety with chloroxine and wipes and masks and the whole nine yards. And so that part of it, we're going to get under check and make it work and all that good stuff. And then from a standpoint of the store itself, we've done a lot of social media. We turned, some of our customers said, hey, we miss you guys, because obviously I think you have a good time when you come in here.
Absolutely, I do. And I was lucky enough to be able to get in, I think, the day before everything shut down to buy
really
my wife
did,
a couple
you?
Of really nice
That's
gifts.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. So we turned to a little social media, of course, and we kept up our advertisements on WEOL and things to let people know we're still out there and going to be here for them when things get ready to go again. We've done some Facebook Lives. We've done some social media posts every day. I did a Jim's Pick of the Day, and my grandbabies have spent some time with me. We've done a lot of bike riding and trail riding and walking, and so they've come in with me in the mornings, and we've did their pick of the day, and we've just had a good time that way. We certainly still have worked remotely then, so that if a customer calls me up and say, hey, Jim, I need this for my anniversary, can you meet me there? We do. Some we've met in the parking lot, some have come in, we sanitize. And so with Mother's Day coming up next week, we're going to do the same thing. We're setting up by what I would say an appointment. So if somebody needs something, we're glad to help them out. A number of our manufacturers are opening back up again too. So we're going to be there to help the customers that are per se healthy and ready to react.
So how do things change here over the next couple of weeks? Because, I mean, the governor laid out the guidelines about who's going to open up when, and then also outlined the way things will probably have to proceed moving forward for at least the foreseeable future, wearing masks and things of that nature. Now, for you guys, are you able to open up over the next couple of weeks, allowing people to come back in and explore the showroom the way they did before the governor shut things down?
Our knowledge, yes. We've again, trying to take the sanitary safety measures, we've actually put a piece of plexiglass up over our wrap desk counter there where somebody might come in and spend more time and pick up a watch battery or something, but then the showcases will be like it would. And I think we'll just practice that social distancing so that as you pull out a piece of jewelry to show them, you can set it on the counter and show them. You can stand back to the side. They'll view it all. And I think we can certainly do it well, and both parties should have masks on according to the guidelines. And, again, just take each one. And I think you, like I, Andy, realize that everybody has a different feeling on this. This is a first time ever for us, and everybody is going to react a different way. And as long as we feel we react and are cautious and conscientious of how our customer feels, I think it'll be a successful transaction, knowing that we're doing things the right way, some will certainly will feel more comfortable and put their guard down more, and others will want way up top. And that's great with us. We'll be amply ready to do whatever our customer's level of comfort is.
And you had alluded to some of the things that you guys have been doing since things were shut down, and you talked about Jim's pick of the day. Now, I wasn't aware of this, so for those who haven't had the opportunity to see this, how does this work, and what are some of the items that you've picked out that have qualified for Jim's pick of the day?
Jim's pick of the day. Well, you know, I've always had a piece of jewelry that I carry in my pocket at all times, and I sell that from time to time and have had fun with it. And so this was almost a kick on to that. There's certain pieces of inventory either that we get in or that in the estate case or Bob builds that I just fall in love with and think that's a really cool piece of jewelry. It's good looking, it's good value, and so on. And so those have been my pick of the day a lot of times. And I do a little post on them and take my little amateur photograph of them and then put them on to the Facebook, Vandermark Jewelers Facebook site. And it's amazing the amount of people who are stay at home and then are following us, commenting and posting about and having a good time. In fact, we just had a young lady in today that had seen two of my white gold fashion ring posts and couldn't decide between the two and stopped in the parking lot. We showed her this morning. She picked one out and Bob sized it for her.
Very nice. Again, Jim Vandermark with Vandermark Jewelers joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. I've got to ask you about some of the things you guys have been able to take a look at or examine while this whole pandemic has been going on. And I know people have had time to stay at home, maybe dig through some old boxes that they forgot about in the attic or in the basement while they were cleaning things up. And that seems like it's a golden opportunity for people to pick a few things out that could make its way into that estate case of yours. And the last time I was in the showroom, that estate case had all kinds of goodies in it. When you guys open back up, I would anticipate that estate case probably maybe having to double in size.
There's no doubt about it. There's been a lot of drawer cleaning going on from what we understand. People, of course, quarantined at home, and I'm going to dive into that. And so we've had phone calls for customers that have coin collections and, as you said, jewelry boxes from aunts and grandmas over the time period. And yeah, we do that. We do it well. We do it honestly. I said on our Facebook post today, I had a guy the other day, I was down here doing a Facebook thing. We closed up. We were done. He came up, saw the sign on the door that said we were closed, called because the number's there. And I said, sure, John. He said, I've got it with me. Can I just drop it off? Dropped it off. A couple days later, we went through it all. Turned out he had, I think it was $1,430 worth of old gold in there. He was amazed. He thought there was probably $100 worth of stuff in there. And he goes, only would I drop it off with you. He goes, because there's such a trust factor in that of knowing that the person that's looking at it is going to treat them right, treat them ethically. And, of course, we've worked our whole lives to have that kind of a reputation in town of being the right people to deal with and taking good care, and that's why we have those 5-star ratings and all that. So he was just absolutely thrilled. And you're right, Andy, there are a lot of people, I think, that did some drawer cleaning. So, yes, we're glad to take a look. And the new protocol would be we can help a little bit up front, but then leave it. We'll look through it. We'll figure out what they've got. And if they're interested in cleaning house with anything, we're glad to do. And if they're going to pass it down, at least they know what's good and what's not.
You had talked about this a little bit earlier too, you know, the difficulty in trying to operate in the middle of all this, because look, I think most businesses would tell you, look, even though we're not necessarily opening our doors, we can't completely shut down. Like you said, there's a relationship already built in with the community to at least try and keep that open line of communication so that when things are ready to ramp back up again, people can either turn in whatever they found and maybe make something of the estate case, or maybe, you know, there's something on the horizon like Mother's Day you alluded to coming up on Sunday. People certainly want to know what their options are. So for those who are looking for something for Mother's Day, maybe they're looking at it virtually at this point, what are some of the hot things that come up when you're talking about a Mother's Day gift? Are there some items that you really kind of stand out or have stood out in years past?
Mother's jewelry, of course, the birthstones of the children is always a big one. And so that's over the years you always talk about. And that's why we just did a segment on all the birthstones over the last 4 weeks of or four Facebook Live sessions. We've talked about the birthstones that exist. And so we always do things with that because that brings that time of year, the sentimental ones. And then there's certainly some different mom charms and things of that nature that we do that build up on, and always just got some nice things in our LaFon case, which is just a nice Mother's Day level. I know you've even purchased a few LaFon things over the years yourself and know the quality of them and what good price points they're at.
Yes, and my wife can speak to that as well, because she loves every last piece that I've purchased from the LaFon section as well. No question about that.
Excellent.
Well, Jim, we can close out on this. What are the next few steps that you guys have to take before you guys can fully open up shop again? I know that right now the target date that you guys have is May 12th, correct?
That is correct. That's the day we got from the state yesterday, apparently, that said in our sector of retail that we could open up on May 12th. And so, as I said, we're just looking forward to doing appointments only until that. So if someone needs something for Mother's Day or this, they're more than happy to give us a call. We'll work out some social distancing and make it work as in a fashion that we've always done. And then as soon as May 12th rolls around, we'll get that new realm going, get everybody back to per se normal and comfortable again as we get past this. So, like I say, we're looking forward to that same return. We miss our customers. This is a type of store when you walk in, you feel good. It makes you feel good. It makes you have a good day. And so I think a lot of people kind of miss that social aspect of us.
I think they definitely do. There's no question about that. Well, Jim, as always, my friend, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for joining us and providing some insight, and we look forward to catching up again soon.
And I look forward to it, Andy, my friend. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, and look forward to meeting Rocco sometime. You have a wonderful afternoon.
You do the same, Jim. Thank you very much. Again, that's Jim Vandermark with Vandermark Jewelers joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Let's step aside and take a break. We will come back with more after this here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM.